Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The basis of the message is going to be Galatians chapter 6, verse 14 that Pastor read earlier. It says these words, "Far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." This is a tremendous gift of God's love. It's a gift of freedom, true freedom, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. And I realize this banner of freedom is right next to this banner of freedom. How many of you had the opportunity over the last several days to celebrate this nation and the independence that we have? I mean, it's been like a week-long celebration. Even just yesterday, the city of Bay City had their big fireworks display, and just a great time there if you had a chance to go. A lot about this banner of freedom recently. And I recognize that there are thousands of men and women that have laid down their life for the values that that stands for and the freedom that we have. But then I started reflecting that that freedom that we have is meaningless if it wasn't for what Jesus did on the cross. And I don't know if that makes sense. The freedom that our nation has is fleeting in light of the eternal world that we have with our Lord. You see, we answer to a higher authority. We answer to God the Creator. We answer to God the King. And we have fallen short of His standards and a life of even 100 years. And then very quickly, the freedom that you think you have if you didn't have Jesus Christ as your Lord. So we're going to have an opportunity today to talk a little bit about the cross of Christ. And have you ever stopped to think about it? If it wasn't for Jesus, if it wasn't for the Son of God, true man, true God Himself, coming out of love and compassion and allowing Himself to go to a cross, if it wasn't for Jesus, the cross would be meaningless to everyone. It would be, the only time we would see it would be in museums next to all the other ancient torture devices. But because of what Jesus has done, we are marked with it at our baptism. We wear it around our necks as jewelry. We're reminded of it. We, as a city, fought for it when someone said, "You can't have this in your city banners." The cross means everything to the Christian now because of what Jesus has done for us. It is the ultimate banner of true freedom. And how often we don't even think about the message that it carries. This one in particular, I wonder, this is one of the ones that holds the wiggle bags in the back. And so I wonder when the children come and grab their little wiggle bag, if they think, "Hey, that's a cross and Jesus went there for me." Or if they just grab their bag, "Whew, now I can survive the sermon," right? So we're going to stop and we're going to think about the cross for a little bit and the banner of freedom that it means for us. And in your sermon outline, I've identified a handful of topics that I'm going to be talking about. And the first one is shame. The reality is, if you are called out in the scriptures, in Galatians 6:1 says that we should, who are spiritual, call out sin, but we do it in the spirit of love. If we were to call out each of our secret sins, would we walk around very proud? No, I think what we would do is we'd be burdened with shame. And here's the thing. There's a number of sins that happen in the dark times of the night, the quiet times when you think no one's looking. And one of those might be pornography. Pornography is a sin that's ensnared and shackled many guys, destroyed many relationships, communicated something other than what real relationships and love are all about. And if that guy were to be called out for that sin, he would hold his head in shame. There's other sins that shackle us. Infidelity is one. Addictions are another one that just ensnare us. And in the words from the Divine Service liturgy, that sentence is there, we were told there's nothing that we can do to free ourselves from that. And thanks be to God that He broke the chains of of sin, the bonds that want to hold us down and burden us and call us shameful. And Jesus, through the power of the cross and the freedom that he gives, he says, no, leave it here and don't go running back to it. You think about those powerful sins that have a hold of you, the addictions, the the things that you know you don't want to do, but you do anyway. God is saying, I set you free from that. But you know, the reality is, if you're honest with yourself, there are times where that sin, rather than run to the cross, you run right back. And you know it's going to hurt. You know the consequences. You know the damage it's doing. But boy, this feels really good to be wrapped up in that sin. It's not a life. This is not freedom. And Jesus is saying, don't go there. Be free from all of that and enjoy the Spirit and my forgiveness. No bonds to bring you down. Devil, I don't need any of that you're dangling in front of me. There's another area that I want to focus on. It has to do a lot with forgiveness. There's a handful of Bible passages that deal with this. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind and compassionate, forgiving one another just as Christ has forgiven you. Who here has ever been wronged? Who here has ever had a reason to be angry? The problem with anger is it can change you, and we can be altered by our anger. And I'm going to give you another very famous Bible passage, the Lord's Prayer. You remember the phrase that says, forgive us our trespasses as we what? Forgive others trespasses against us. Yeah, so forgive us our trespasses. There was a pastor that allowed me to use this illustration. He had a fourth grade student that didn't understand the word trespass because it was like a churchy word. And so every time she heard that and prayed that, she said, forgive us our trash baskets as we forgive those that put trash in our baskets. And you know, the reality is, I think she got it. Because every time we are hurt, every time there's something that makes us angry, we hold on to it. And if we allow it to, it can turn to bitterness and rage. And here's the way anger works, especially if you see the person that hurt you. You go, oh, oh. Oh, I remember what you did. And we caress it, and we stoke it, and we hold it against them. And you know, some of the hurts, they're not light and fluffy. Some of them are deep and quite damaging. And yet Jesus says, forgive, as I have forgiven you. And what does that mean? Jesus is saying, let go. Because this is what happens. If you let these things pile up, and you carry it with you over and over, it changes you. You become burdened by it. It weighs you down. It injures your spirit. It hurts who you are and the fiber of your being that God wants you. The anger is like a cancer welling up inside you. It's destroying you from the inside out. And it changes you. And God is saying, let it go. You see the difference? We can be free. And this is powerful because what it's communicating is, you can't hurt me anymore. I'm choosing to not hold this sin against you anymore. I'm letting God handle it because God can sort it out, because God has the gift of forgiveness. And if you've been abused or if you had some deep, tremendous hurts, this is very freeing. Because what you're saying is I don't want to hold that against you anymore. And you know, I get it. You might have to think that to yourselves 100,000 times before it goes from here to here. But God is saying, I've got it. He's saying, don't keep going back to it. I've got it. Let go and live in the forgiveness and the freedom that I have for you. We can be shackled by shame. We can be altered by anger. But there's another thing that can happen to us, and we can be frozen by fear. When things that scare us happen, we either freeze up or we flee. And I think a lot about the conversations you can have lately. The weather has done a lot of damage to a lot of livelihoods, and people don't know how they're going to provide for their families in certain areas, and they're afraid. I think about the conversations that I've had with people who've been diagnosed with cancer, dementia, and Alzheimer's, and it's frozen them in their faith journey. They don't see God in the midst of the storm. They feel abandoned. And I want to just come in with words of hope that words will fix it, but I can't. You see, I don't have that ability, but Jesus did. You see, Jesus stepped into the world like I shared 2 weeks ago. But Jesus, at the cross, he says, I have you. And if you have had something that has rocked your world lately, look to the cross, especially because this is where you'll be reminded of the fact that you're not abandoned, because the God of love, who allowed this to happen so that you would be set free, the God of love has not abandoned you. No, he gave up everything for you. The cross is a gift of freedom. It's God's gift of love poured out for us. We don't need to be frozen in fear. So those are all some darker, heavier things. There's some other things that we should be mindful of. We can be trapped by our talents or sunk by our successes. Now, think about it this way. You notice how you got a little bit more elbow room in church today? Right? I mean, some of you can even actually do this, right? When was the last time, what was going on in the nation when the sanctuaries were full and it wasn't Christmas, Easter, or Mother's Day? What was happening? 9/11, right? Didn't the sanctuaries all over the world, I mean, sanctuary here in the nations were packed because there was scary stuff happening, and we were thinking the foundations, everything that we stood on, were being robbed. Well, when things go good, we don't much think about what the Lord is doing in our lives. Success can sink us. Talents can trap us. We can make it all about us. We can be puffed up. And Scripture says pride comes before the fall, right? It's something we got to be careful of. Here's an example for me as a pastor. One of the things I struggle with is my love language. You see, for me, if you want to let me know that you love me, all you have to do is just build me up with words of encouragement, words of affirmation, words that say, man, thank you for being here. Thank you for doing a good job. You know what's really dangerous? That was a good sermon, Pastor. Oh, please don't, but please do. You know, I'm just like, I mean, whew. And now I wreck that for myself forever. But it's not about me. It's about what Jesus gets to do through me, and I have to always be humble and reminded of that. And whatever talents you have, it's not about you. It's about God working through you to use the talents to impact the kingdom all to his glory. We don't need to be trapped by our talents. We just say, Lord, thank you for that opportunity. We can say thank you to the person who's thanking us, and thank you as well. And the last thing that will have an impact on every single one of us is that we're all destined for death. We're going to have a final moment. There's going to be a final breath, a final blink of our eyes, a final wiggle of our fingers or toes. And a lot of us are scared by that thought, because we don't know what it's going to be like. We don't know what's going to happen. We're afraid of the unknown. And even death can't hurt us anymore. Why? Because of what Jesus has done. We were destined for death, but now we are destined for hope of eternal life, because Jesus went here. And he destroyed the consequences of our sin. Yes, death still is over us. It's still the last enemy that needs to finally be destroyed. But victory has already been declared. Jesus says it is finished from the cross. We don't even need to fear death anymore, because of freedom of life everlasting that God has given to each and every one of us who call him Lord and Savior. We have a lot of freedom. And we can wave and wear this banner every day of our lives, knowing the gift that God has given us. Did we earn it? No, we didn't. But God has given this gift for us. You see, God recognized our sin. He knew our sentence. And with him, he's given us that gift of freedom. We live in a great nation. We are Lutheran Christians that get to live here in the United States and enjoy freedom. But we have true freedom because of the cross in the empty tomb. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's live in that. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and lives in Christ Jesus. Amen.